we show some real good touches, real good quality in that first half period. And I think that's what happens in a lot of these games. In that last period, that last half an hour, the game opens up a little bit. But this is the sort of test that you want at this stage of the pre-season. With Leroy Furr and Ricky and Wolf Finkel, then we decided to play them 60 minutes. We have another game, on Friday. And I thought they both showed some real good quality. Of course, it would have been nice for Ricky to get that goal from the opportunity that he had. But I think they can see what type of player he is. He's somebody that likes to run forward. He likes to get the ball and beyond and stretch teams. And I think what you can see, even in a short period of time that Leroy was on the pitch, that he's he's quite a powerful midfield player that likes to get on the ball and can show real good quality on the ball.
Redmond was getting plenty of plaudits from some of the Brighton people up in the press box. He looked lively tonight.
But that's what he is. He's somebody that I know very well from my time at Birmingham. He there's no doubt that he has improved as a player. The challenge is there for him. It's a big step up for him. He's a young lad, but he showed some glimpses also of what he can produce. He is somebody that likes to get shots in at goal and certainly is very much an offensive threat.
Obviously, you can only bring a certain amount of players and play a certain amount of players, but there were a few omissions tonight. And with all the speculation surrounding the interest in Robert Snodgrass, there are a few tweets and things going around, a bit worried not to see him. Can you tell us why he wasn't around?
It's very, very simple, and I can set the record straight. It's a family issue. He will be with us hopefully tomorrow, and certainly will be involved with us on Friday. So that's putting the record straight. Speculation or any speculation, it's very much a family issue.
And just as far as a few of the injuries that you've had over the summer, your first choice centre-half partnership that was last season of Turner and Bessong still not available for your pre-season. Are there any concerns about the start of the season and them being fit and ready?
Yeah, I mean that has been disappointing, but that's something that we did know. We're hoping that Michael Turner will be involved on Friday and will play some part on Friday. So he's closer than what Seb is. Seb is probably some week and a half, 2 weeks behind him. Whether he'll make the start of the season is going to be very, very tight. But yes, it's been disappointing that we haven't had them for, of course, the bulk of the pre-season.
And has this been down to that niggling knee injury that you sort of put up with last season?
Yes. Well, Seb had a very small operation in the summer. As did Michael, hence that's why they've returned to training later than everybody else. So, but we look forward to seeing Michael on Friday, and as I say, hopefully Seb soon.